Good morning. Our daughter Kate is doing her student teaching this semester. She calls home a couple of times each week to share stories about her experiences. During her first day in her first grade classroom, her mentor teacher introduced Kate to the class of six-year-olds and explained that Kate was there because she was learning to be a teacher and that she would teach this particular class to help her learn. After a couple days of helping and observing in the classroom, Kate began to teach each subject herself as her mentor teacher looked on. After she'd taught one of her first lessons, a little girl came up to Kate and gave her a hug of approval and told her, "You're doing great. You're going to be good at this." Kate has shared many happy and fun stories about her students and their antics and about their lessons. But she has shared some heartbreaking stories as well. One little boy's mom died, and he and some foster siblings live with his dad, who loves the children very much, but is overwhelmed by grief and by life, and maybe doesn't take the best care of the children. This little boy comes to school covered in bruises, which teachers suspect are courtesy of an older sibling. He also has bed bug bites all over him. There are bed bugs in this family's house, which haven't been properly exterminated. Another child spends a week with his dad and a week with his mom on a rotating basis. When he's at his dad's, he comes to school clean and well-fed, with his homework done and a full lunch pail. During the weeks with his mom, he has come to school with cigarette burns on his body, and he likes to eat breakfast at school because he hadn't been fed dinner the night before. There are more stories like this, but these are just a couple as an example. Children have been on my mind more than usual lately, not just because of these stories, but because of craziness repeatedly reported on the news about trusted adults like teachers encouraging very young and impressionable children to begin transitioning, because of our state's failure to pass a law this past election cycle, which would have required doctors to do everything in their abilities to save the lives of infants born alive. And because I know that our Lord absolutely loves and protects children. The following is taken from the Today devotional. Jesus encountered many children throughout his ministry. He understood their needs, fears, and pains. He delighted in their simple faith. He took children in his arms and prayed for them. He used the gift of a child's bread and fish to feed 5,000 people. He said everyone must have trusting, childlike faith to enter the kingdom of heaven. Caring for children is not easy, and it often goes unappreciated. But to everyone who lovingly cares for children and leads them to Jesus, his words remain precious and true. Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And that's from Mark 9:37. Jesus loves children. He invites us all to be the children of God, and we are safe in his love forever. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, embrace all God's little children around the world and plant within them and within all of us a pure, trusting faith in your love and salvation. Point out to us the children who we can influence with our kindness and mercy. Amen. In 1860, Anna Warner and her sister Susan co-authored a novel named Say and Seal, in which a dying child is comforted with words of a poem about Jesus. This poem later became a famous hymn, which is now sung in more than 100 languages. I think you'll recognize it. Please stand for praise songs and sing the original words of this hymn with me.